Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Another major change is coming to Transition House in Cobourg as Executive Director Ike Nwibe is leaving. He is replaced by a former Executive Director from Peterborough with experience in operating homeless services. Board of Director Chair Megan McDonald says Christian Harvey has been retained for 6 months, hoping he can settle the organization while the board charts Transition House's future.
A couple weeks ago, Ike informed us that he was pursuing another opportunity, had another opportunity that had come up, and so he had to tender his resignation as our executive director. And so the board kind of jumped into action very quickly. We recognized that we really needed someone in that role. We have appreciated so much of what Ike has given to this organization, his commitment, his passion, his steadfast and incredible heart that he brings, and we didn't want to lose any of that momentum, which is why we started to look right away for someone to take on the role in an interim role until we were able to fill the position permanently.
So then what led you to Christian Harvey?
We actually were starting to have conversations, and his name came across our desk, and what we were really looking for was someone who had experience in working within the homelessness sector, but also who had experience delivering different types of models of homelessness support, and also had experience working as an executive director, because it is a pretty unique and interesting position. And especially for a short period of time, we wanted someone that sort of understood the role of an executive director, board of directors, staff, and could kind of step in and assume that role right away.
So I'm kind of maybe doing a bit of speculation here, but in terms of what the board may be looking for in terms for their new ED, has the board given much thought to that? And maybe what direction would you like to see Transition House going?
That's a great question. And truthfully, it's one that we don't fully have the answer yet. So, because the other thing is when Ike let us know he was leaving, we also were looking at the fact that we had a model change that had just been approved by County Council in August that had to be implemented. And so it's a time of a lot of change for us. And so we need someone right now to support us while we implement this model. And once that's happened to keep stability going, that's when the board can really look at, okay, what does the future of this organization look like? What kind of executive director? What is the skill set and the direction we want in the next leader of this organization? So we knew we needed time to figure that out. We didn't want to do a quick hire, bring someone in, and not have it be the right fit because of all of the change that is currently underway.
Now, you speak of the change, and in the last year, I would say the Transition House has undergone a massive change. You obviously opened up the 310 shelter on Division Street. Your employees kind of unionized. There's been some rumblings in the community about where Transition House is going and what is currently happening there. How would you classify the last year of activity for Transition House?
Well, if I was writing a story, I wouldn't have written it this way. But it has been a lot of change, and some of it has been very challenging change. However, I do think, as a board, we very much feel like our staff have done an incredible job navigating all of the different change and all of the different challenges that have come about. I think that the service model that was approved by County Council back in August gives us a very clear direction of where we need to go. And it gives the board, it gives staff and our volunteers clear understanding of what is expected of us over the next period of time, what kind of service we're going to be delivering in the community. So it's actually right now, I feel like we have a very clear roadmap. We're bringing in someone that understands how to deliver different service models and will be able to work with the county to implement this. So I'm sad Ike is leaving. I'm also at this moment optimistic that I do think we have enough information to create a lot of stability and truthfully demonstrate to the community that we are an organization that is well run and able to give good service and be a good neighbor.
So then, in terms of, we'll stick with just the shelter at this point. Where do you see that going now that the change has been made from going to a low barrier to a higher barrier shelter? Where do you see the shelter settling in the next year?
I think with the shelter, what we really are going to do is focus, as I said, working with the county to determine the details of this new model, making sure we have all of the policies and procedures that we have in place are now aligned with this new service model. Staff are trained. We want to build some culture and some, we want to get client buy-in on the implementation of the new model and some of the components of it so that it can be the most effective for clients that we're supporting and our staff and the outcomes that obviously the county and the community are looking for.
I'm not hearing much about the community and what you are hoping and maybe outreach you plan on doing to get greater buy-in or patience, or it just seems like there's a lot of fatigue or lack of patience within the community as to what's going on in the shelter. Do you have plans on how you would like to address that aspect?
Absolutely. That's something that we definitely have discussed as we go through this change. And I know that the community liaison committee is something that we're actually really hoping to be able to lean into to help us with that process, because I understand people are frustrated. I do. I also recognize that, I mean, this is a crisis that is facing big and small communities across this country. And I do this, I do part of this as part of my work, and I see that same frustration everywhere. And so I'm truly empathetic to it. And what I think Transition House can do is we can take a breath, lean into some opportunities to work with the CLC, and then start some larger community conversations and engagement so that we can proactively be able to communicate where we're at, build some relationships, and gain some of that trust that I know the community wants in our organization, and I know that can occur.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.